Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
McClure Show, and it's called All That Jazz Now, and we got the baddest jazz ever heard in the world, ever heard in the universe, ever heard where the gods on Olympus. Who is this mortal playing the great jazz? I shall throw a lightning bolt down there. No, Zeus, he is Don. He's almost like us, a god. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world and get into the show. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be able to listen to the show. And we got to go on and plug it in on the DSM website, which I forgot, but I'm going to do it while track is playing, so you won't be able to miss it. But we got a great lineup for you tonight. Man, we are going to knock it out of the park. We got some Perry Austin, Quincy Jones. We got some, who else is on here? Peter White, my favorite track by him. And I did a mix so that I could mix it down so I could have it for my own. And that's a bad track, man. But we got to play a track tonight. Patty Austin. I saw a picture of her the other day. My God, that lady bad. And she's doing a track with Stevie Wonder wrote. Michael Jackson is on the track. And Quincy Jones is on the track. And Lewis Johnson is stumping on the bass. Man, that's a bad track. So Patty Austin, take my hat off to her. But we got a lot of great tracks for you tonight. And I want to thank our listeners in Nashville, Tennessee. I just wish y'all would deal with our virus. Get it taken care of. Because it's driving me loony. All right, it's 7:05. We usually get started at 7:07. Oh, and I got a track that my brother introduced me to by an artist named Big Maybell back in the day. You know, she was really famous, and she did a track called Candy. And then Ella Fitzgerald did the same track while the writer was in the audience. And she admitted she didn't know the lyrics. And she threw it into the song. She said, I don't know the lyrics. So I'm not the only one that does that. All right, it's 7:06. Man, we're going to start the show off with my favorite guitar artist. We're going to introduce him with the prelude from Cindy Bradley. And, man, we finna cut. Peter White. I want to know you better, so I want to know you and you and you and you and you better. So let's get the show started, and I am on like Pop and the Corn. Thank you. Oh, man. I took that prelude from Cindy Bradley, dropped it on you first. Then I hit you in the nose with Peter White and a special mix. I want to know you, baby. I want to feel your B-O-D-Y. Oh, man. That's a track. I love that track. That's why I played it first, because I may just play it again. I'm telling you, man, we're getting ready to play this track by Patty Austin. Stevie Wonder co-wrote and is on the synthesizer. Michael Jackson on the background vocals and Patty Austin killing it on the vocals and Louis Johnson thumping on the bass. Quincy Jones, legendary on the boards. This is Quincy Jones, and I'm mixing because I love me some Michael Jackson and some Stevie Wonder, and I'm Quincy Jones, and I'm good. Hey, Quincy, I didn't know you was on the Don S. McClure show. Yes, I like Don S. McClure. He's a pretty bright guy. I don't care what nobody say. We're going to jump to this track by Patty Austin. Bet You Wouldn't Hurt Me. Oh, man. This is going out. This is tough. This is tough music here. If you can't get off the porch. Now, if you can't run with the big dogs, then stay on the little porchy porchy.
I'm not afraid to
Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, and Patty Austin. Man, that's a track. I think that track is probably maybe 33, maybe 38 years old. Still sound good. And Patty, man, I saw some pictures of her. Woo! Bad. I mean, that lady bad, man. I said, no, that can't be. She looked like she about 27 years old. Look good, though. Man, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show called All That Jazz Now. And we got some bad jazz for you. Some Paul Hardcastle. Some Nancy Wilson. Some more Cindy Bradley. Some Edge Groove. Some Joe Sample, Phyllis Hyman, Marcus Anderson, and Squeeze Me by Cindy Bradley. Oh, squeeze me, please, squeeze me. Man, we got some bad tracks. And Candy, I got to play Candy, man. Right after I take a break. But when I come back, man, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
In our world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us, no matter where we live or work. A delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that cost her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on amazon.com.
And I'm back. Man, and I'm just, you know, I've had a long day today working on the music, working on the video, and I had a chance to order the 8 feet by 4 feet wide of Crystal Catherine Magic, a.k.a. KK Commander. Oh, man, and I get to take pictures with her August 28th at the craft show. Man, I'm excited. My stomach was boiling, bumping in. I said it. But, man, I'm feeling so good. So, we got some more great music for you. Let's get to it. If you could do it. I don't even know what to say for that one. Hey, I'm going to play this track. I want you to hear. There's two versions of this. Candy by Big Maybelle. And she was a big girl, but she could cut. Excuse me. And one is by Ella Fitzgerald, the follow-up. So I'm going to play the one that came out first, Candy. And I liked her. She said, Donnie, you are my Donnie Wani. Ooh, that's corny.
Why I call my sugar candy? sweet on candy, and candy he's sweet on me. He understands me. Yes, my understanding, candy. My candy's always handy. Just when I need sympathy. Oh, I wish that there were four of him, and I could love that much more of him. He has taken my complete heart, and I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 candy. He's gonna be just dandy. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine, mine, oh mine, yeah, mine, oh mine. The day that I'll take my candy and make him mine.
There was four of him. That'd be more candy than love. Oh, wait. I'm telling you, candy. My sugar, wooga, candy. You know, I tried to add my name in there. Dandy. No, that don't sound right. Let me play this track by Ella Fitzgerald. Now, I like Ella. Don't get me wrong. But Big Maybell, she put a what? She added that oh in there. I can't know why they add that up. Like Big Maybell.
All right, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Steve Allen fans. All right. Thank you. And please don't ask for Mac the Knife. We're going to do it in a few minutes. It's the only hit I have out. All right.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever. All right. Don't I know you? Hi, daughter. Matt David. Matt David? Oh, I thought so. I wasn't here. All right. Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We'll get to all the requests. So happy to know there's so many buy my records. Thank you. I'd like to dedicate this next number to some dear friends of ours and one of the gentlemen associated with the Dinosaur Show, right, the Chevy Show, Mr. Carl Reiner, sitting over here in front of me. Carl, let's say hello to Mr. Reiner. And also, Mac David, am I right? Mac David sitting over here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, he wrote candy, huh? I wish I knew it. I'd try it for you. Candy, I call my sugar candy. That one? Candy. Where are we? Is that the kicking music? All right, you... Okay. We'll change and we'll try to just do one of your songs for you. I hope I don't mess it up too much.
That's the only ones that sell nowadays.
Why you fucking mocking me?
But
Candy, I call my sugar candy because I'm sweet on candy and candy's sweet on me. My understanding, Candy. The lyrics are not handy. I'm messing up your love much more of him. He has taken my complete heart. Got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy. It's gonna be
Now, you see, you got to understand, the guy that wrote that, excuse me, and I'm losing my voice today, you know, they did a lot of the white shows and stuff, and they wrote the songs so that they were kind of like musicals and clear, like candy, and you pronounced it, right? My sugar. But when you went to the club in the black hood where there was a big guy playing on the piano, bum, 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 you go like Big Maybell, oh, candy. And he say, oh, Lordy, I got to be that candy. See, so there's always two sides of the street. And I'm telling you, I like both sides, but I kind of want to get the little bunk bunk, you know, just get it on, like popping the corn. Okay. Anyway, let me play Paul Hardcastle, Cloud Watching, Bad, just bad.
Oh, growing strong.
Oh, man. Did you hear that? First I played Paul Hardcastle, and then I brought it back with Billis. Betcha, by golly. Wow, and wow, wow. Wow, wow. That sounds kind of nerdy. Are you a nerd, Don S? No. I think you're nerdy, boy. Oh, man. Hey, I got a track I'm going to play by Clinton. Actually, it's Clayton Bryant, Till the End of Time. And, man, you're talking about a track. This boy can cut. And, I mean, you got to check out some more stuff by him, because he is just off the charts. It's 7:53, and when he gets through with this, it should be close to 8 o'clock. Man, where does the time go? And it is hot as H-E. Can't say it, but it is hot outside. Did you know they have a heat warning? Like, stay in. You might burn up, fall out. Fall on the ground and become like a image on the sidewalk. Oh, man. Let me play this track. Clayton Bryant. I want you to be safe out there.
Fell apart, a man who's half hearted.
And that was Clayton Bryant, Till the End of Time. That's a track, man. You know, so many new, and they're really not new. Some of these artists, like Cindy Bradley, she's been around, but you're just not, you know, sometimes it just kicks in, and all of a sudden your name just go, Cindy Bradley, Cindy Bradley, Cindy Bradley, Cindy Bradley. And we say, oh, man, she's new. And somebody says she's not new. She's been around since 2014. You go, oh okay. 14, 50, 60, 70, 18, 19, 20. Okay, maybe 6, 7 years. Oh, man. I don't know. You know, we just played some Phyllis Hyman. My board is lighting up with blue lights from Nashville and New Orleans. And where else? Cincinnati. And now, you know what? Out of all the places that give jazz concerts, Cincinnati is underrated. And they do some bad, bad jazz. So if you want some real jazz, outdoor concerts, Cincinnati, they cut, man. And when I say they can cut, you know what I mean. They can see you, TTT, cut. Did you go to school? You sure you went to school? Because sometimes you're spelling, man. All right, let me get to this track. Cindy Bradley. She's got a track called Snack Grouch. I guess that's somebody that eats a lot of snacks and they grouchy. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, let me play it. And when I come back, we got some more great music for you.
Thank you.
Cindy, Bradley, Snack, Grouch. Man, you know, I was a Snack Grouch the other day. Man, I ate so much macaroni and cheese. I was like, give me some more. Give me some more. Just pour it all on me. Oh, man, I was going to town on that mac and cheese, man. And it was good. Hey, did you know it's 8:04? We got to take a quick break, and when I come back, we got more great jazz for you on Wednesday. And we're picking up more people who are enjoying our jazz.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Now, making the best out of sounds and notes. That's the little title we put to it. And did you know that every time I do a jazz show or my other show, the internet sends out these little crawlers, and they crawl the internet to see what you're doing, and they crawl, and then they digest, and then they put it all on Google, so people can see what you're doing. And man, I'm up to about 16, 17, 18 pages in the Google search. And last week, I just wanted to see. So I tapped it on Don S. McClure. And sure enough, the very last show I did just popped up. Boop! I said, oh man, I kind of like this. And my phone today tried to pop in the voice thing, right? It said, so what do you want from me? And I said, I don't want nothing from you. You're nosy. I didn't ask you to dial. And he said, okay, but the next time you want a number, I won't get it. I said, what kind of phone have I got? Is it possessed or something or what? I don't know. Anyway, look, I'm going to get to this track that I want to play. I was talking about Nancy Wilson, and I got to find her track again. Oh, here it is. One More Try. Nancy act like she was really messed up. She said, I messed up. I want you back. And I said, oh, okay, Nancy. But it's a bad track, man. Nancy Wilson is just the epitome of a singer. So, I like Nancy. So let me play this. And when I come back, man, we got some more Cindy Bradley again.
Ooh, remember the day we met. How could I ever forget that moment of love? I knew that you were meant for me, you were my destiny. But then something went wrong. I saw the sun turn into rain, all the joy turn into pain. And I thought we would end. Still I believe in love, said I'll never ever give you up. Can we try it again? Living room, trying to figure out what to do, and I ask myself why.
Why?
Not believe in fairy tales till the love that we have shared started fading to blue. What a year to be my king, but love is not a perfect thing. So can we start?
One of the things about life is up and down, like a seesaw. Doop, 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 doop. But you just have to keep going on, because there's nothing better in life than a good you. And I was talking to a friend of mine in Atlanta who said, you know what, I am wild about myself now. And I said, hey, that's the place to be. So keep that in mind. You know, a good you is a better you tomorrow. Hey, I like that. I think I'm going to write that down. A good you is a better you tomorrow. It just sounds so, I could hear it now. I could hear the people cheering. You don't know everything, Don S. McClure. You're just a braggart. That's what somebody texts me. You got skills, but you a braggart. I said, okay, whoever that is. Hey, let me play this track by Laura Williams. It's called New Book. Check it out. Then we're going to jump to a track by Joe Sample. It's called Carmel. And there's a little city in Indiana, outside of Indianapolis, that I spent some time at. And it was so beautiful. The hotel. Man, I thought I was in Rome or France or Tuscany, Italy. Oh, I'm looking at the Tuscany. I could write forever. I like that. I could write forever. Oh, man. Don, play the song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Joe Sample. Bad. And my older brothers introduced me to Joe Sample. Hey, the new video for I Love Being a Butterfly. People are like, man, Don, you almost did a movie. It's really good. Check it out on YouTube. And I'm telling you, man, it is bad. And I'm working on a new one, Beyond Dreams. And it's bad. But that butterfly, I smoked it on that. And don't forget, my new animation character will be 8 feet tall, 4 inches, 4 by 8. And she's going to be displayed coming up soon. Oh, man. I'm like a mad scientist. Creating. So I ain't gonna put you in the crazy house. Oh, let's see. What am I? Oh, okay.
Our unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
going to be the opening song for the musical next year. But that's on the video. And when I was putting that together, I could feel it. The butterflies flying in the air. They were going to save Rita. That kind of sounds like one of them old movies. They're going to save Rita. Tune in. Hey, but check this out. I was working on my new video, right? For Beyond Dreams. So I had to show the father that's distressed and the mother that's distressed. And I sent it out to a lot of people, right? And a friend of mine wrote back and said, "Oh, Don, that's so sad what happened to the parents. I'm going to pray for them." And I said, "Hold up. Those are my characters." But it proves that what I wrote was so emotional that they took it serious. Man, but I'm telling you, the next video, you're going to love. It's got a lot of love in there. Oh, I'm going to cry all over my computer. My computer's tired of me crying, too. Say, "You little wimp, stop crying on me." I said, "Okay, all right." Hey, I'm going to play this track. You know that was corny. I'm going to play this track called "Squeeze Me" by Cindy Bradley. Just squeeze the fool out of me. Oh, I can't say that on the radio. I get a fine.
Thank you.
And I told you, that's one of the hottest, and I don't care if we didn't know him, Cindy Bradley. See, she has such a versatile style. That was kind of like that old jazz. That was pretty nice. And I hope they don't sound like me. Now we're going to jump to a current Cindy Bradley. And like I say, she's got this track called Prelude, and then she goes from that to You Don't Know What Love Is, and she hits it out of the park as if she was like, she's up to the plate, she's looking for a street in Calumet City, and she hits the ball, pop, and it's flying up in the air, and it lands and breaks a window. I used to do that all the time. My father said, "Don, why do you stay in trouble? I mean, I was only throwing a rock." Well, now you got to pay for that window. So let me, I'll tell y'all just some corny jokes. Okay, let me play Cindy Bradley, Prelude, and then jump right into You Don't Know What Love Is. You just don't know, because you never let it out of you. You're scary. You're a scary cat. And that was Peter White. I want to know you better. I want to hold you closer. I want to, oh, please shut up. Anyway, listen, it's been great. I got to get ready to go. And, you know, my announcer's always in my ear. You got 60 seconds. You got 90 seconds. You just got so many. Get off the air. Anyway, listen, I got to go. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And just like I said, oh, earlier, when you're good, you're better on the next day. I think that's what I said. I don't remember. But anyway, stay good. Stay safe. And just have a good life. You know, it's long, not short, long. All right. Pat Metheny going to take me on out here last couple of seconds. The truth will always be. See, there she goes, 10 seconds. Don, you got 10 seconds. You're burning up the airwaves. The truth will always be.